listening to Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. Stay connected by rating, subscribing, and commenting on whatever platform you're listening to us on. And now for this week's episode. Hey guys, it's Eva and I'm here with another episode of Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. Make sure you hit that subscribe button or whatever platform you're listening to my voice on. Also, take a few extra seconds, rate, comment. It's greatly appreciated, especially if you're listening to me while you're like locked away inside during this corona apocalypse, as I like to call it. But if you are like under a rock, then you know that currently the coronavirus is like sweeping America, and it's super crazy because there's only so many people have been tested, and so we're basing testing off of the amount of people who are dying. But also there's all this awareness around it because not only is the like rate of the virus spreading super quickly, and then kind of like the death toll, at least in America so far, is starting to kind of run the same trajectory as Italy right now. In Italy, they're like in lockdown, like nobody can leave the house, whereas every state kind of has their own thing going on. And so that's all happening. But also, like, the stuff can spread without people having symptoms. So it's just like, everyone's like, don't touch anyone, don't congregate. We went from not congregating in groups of more than 500, then to more than 250, then to more to 50, now more to 10. And now we just got word to pretty much work from home. If you can work from home, don't go outside. The Bay Area, which is where I live, is currently under a, shutter in place or whatever they're calling it. Pretty much we're on lockdown for the next 3 weeks until 4/7. So here we are. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I don't even understand. Honestly, if I'm gonna tell you guys the truth, because like all this is all gonna tie in, like we're gonna get to the movie discussion. But if I'm gonna tell you guys the truth, I have not been working from home since this whole thing started. Like, some businesses have been like, oh, work from home, like in the Bay Area. My job wasn't one of them, but we had the option to work from home, like if you didn't feel safe, like to work from home. But my whole thing was like, at that point, majority of people were working from home. That the BART ride, there was no one on BART. There was no one in the city. Like, there's literally no one. So I'm like, my chances of staying at home versus going out are probably the same. So I'm just going to go to work. Plus, I feel like I can get more done when I'm in the office. But now I am officially at home because, like I said, we are essentially shut down until 4/7, and hopefully we don't have to go past 4/7, because this has only been day one and I'm like in my head like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm gonna get through 3 weeks of this. So trying to come up with creative ways to get out of the house without going far and keeping my 6 feet of distance. But I say all that to say, because I know I'm not the only one who spent this past weekend watching Contagion. Multiple people who I talked to are like, oh my gosh, I was watching Contagion this weekend. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, me too. And I was like, how did this slip through my radar? Probably because it's called Contagion. And like, I am a, what is it called? It's not acrophobia. I am a hypochondriac. My gosh. I don't know why that took so long for it. And this is also why I don't like to work remote, because I feel like my brain just moves slower. But I am a hypochondriac, and so which I've talked about before when I talk about not really particularly liking to watch like doctor TV shows and stuff like that, because then I think everything that the people on those shows have, I somehow have. And so that's probably why I never watched Contagion, because it sounds like you have something. But watching it, I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is literally word for word almost what is going on to us right now in real life, IRL. And I was sitting there, I was like, I mean, the main differences are the period of getting the virus. I can't even think of the word. I've been saying this word all weekend and now I can't even think of the word. The incubation period, my gosh, the incubation period on the movie was like 3 days, versus now they really don't know. They think it's like up to 14 days. And then I just saw something where Sanjay Gupta been on everything talking about, and Dr. Fauci talking about this whole coronavirus, and They're like now saying like someone's had it for like 28 days, and then they were like, oh, once you get it and you get cured of it, then you can't get it again. But then people were getting cured of it, and then they were getting it again like a day or two later. It is craziness. I literally, you guys know I love my movies. I feel like I have been living in some type of horrific movie that just does not make sense. And this kind of, so, because this is going to be a movie quickie, so we got time to talk about this, because this all ties in. Because we're still discussing movies and TV shows and books in general. But this all kind of ties back, because I'm pretty sure I mentioned that I read the book Dry, which I'll have to look up who the author is, but it's just called Dry, and it's essentially about, like the short synopsis is pretty much California ends up in a drought, run out of water, and they follow these siblings as they like navigate how life has drastically changed in like a short amount of time. And essentially it was like it went from 0 to 100 of people like literally fighting and killing each other over trying to get water. And so ever since reading that, and I read that last year, because you guys know I have my book goes every year, and so I read that last year, like early last year, and ever since then, because I don't drive, I like commute everywhere, so I utilize Instacart a lot. But every time I get groceries, I literally buy 2 to 3 bottles of water. So I usually always have like a good stock of water, because I'm just super paranoid that at some point like something's gonna happen and we're gonna need water. So like that's like a rule of practice for me, is I always, and I go and I shop weekly, so I get 2 to 3 bottles of water for every grocery trip. And I do go through a lot of water in the week anyway, but just so I always have like at least 6 bottles of water that are unopened versus what I have open by the end of the week. And then I always buy, when I buy anything canned, I always buy 2. So I don't know. So like when all this happened and everyone was like burning to the stores and acting crazy and buying the most random things to me that still to this day do not make sense, like pasta, toilet paper, like hand sanitizer. Okay, I get that. But like pasta, toilet paper, so like, and water. So are you just going to survive off of pasta and water for these next 3 weeks? I do not understand. Because me and my sister Devin went to the grocery store like just to like get stuff, because I mean, we can't go anywhere. I mean, you can go out and like buy essential shopping, but I'm just like, I'd rather do it now. So like I, by the time I need to go again, it's hopefully calmed down. But I was like, this just does not make sense. The things that are still here versus the things that are not. Like I bought that, and you guys know I'm vegan, so I did still get like a good amount of things, because all the vegan things, like there were some vegan things that were gone and then some that weren't. And I was just like, doesn't make sense. I walked out of there like I can make a bunch of meals for the next couple of weeks and I will be fine, because you guys bought things that just did not make sense. So I say all that to say, I hope you guys are staying inside. You are practicing social distancing. You're listening to my voice talk about all these movies and TV shows. I'm like, oh my gosh, that means I can literally sit here now and like catch up on all the things that I need to catch up. I've been sitting here thinking about TV shows, because there are some TV shows that I want to watch this year that I have yet to even start. Nancy Drew being one of them, and then also Katie Keene being another one. Katie Keene just started, so I'm not that far behind, but Nancy Drew, because you guys know CW likes to have 20 plus episodes per season, so Nancy Drew I'm already a good chunk behind. But I'm just sitting here like, yes, I can catch up. I can finally like go back and watch oh my gosh, what is that show that comes on, is it FX? It's a Marvel show that I completely got way behind on. I can finally catch up on that. And then Westworld just started again. So I'm like, I gotta keep on track with that, because I cannot get behind, because it was just a struggle for me to get through that last season of Westworld. I don't know why. It took me almost a year to watch that second season, and I finally got through it. I got through that during like the winter Christmas break, but I'm just like, my gosh. So now I'm like, okay, going through my mind, like, what can I watch? Also trying to plan out what to talk about. I know I told you guys I was going to talk about The Invisible Man, which is what this episode is about. And then I'm also going to be maybe, possibly, I mean, at this point, I'm like, I might as well, but I'm still contemplating talking about Love is Blind, because you guys know how I feel about, like, those types of things, even though I don't have, okay, I just don't know, because I feel like we can get very controversial if I talk about Love is Blind. So I'm still contemplating if that's the direction that I want to go. And I also know that it has a high search ability. And so I got like random people just coming and leaving weird reviews. I'm just like, I would rather have people who actually listen to me consistently leave reviews versus people who come to one thing and just like, oh my gosh, she's crazy. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Like, doesn't make sense. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, that's like my little rant, because, or not rant, but like my little like side note, because like I said, this is going to be a movie quickie. We're talking about The Invisible Man, and I honestly don't have that much to say, but we're just going to get into it. So let's get into this as I drink my, also back to the Corona apocalypse, because when we went to the store, I was like, oh, sparkling water. Like, cause all the water was gone. But like, I do like to drink sparkling water. My go-to flavors are like a grapefruit or a lime. But for some reason, I don't like to buy the LaCroix. Like, I'm very specific about my sparkling water brands. So I buy the one, oh my gosh, I can't think of the name, but I know it when I see it. I feel like it starts with a W. But I buy that brand, and they seem to only carry it at Whole Foods for some reason. I think I've seen it somewhere else. But we were in Safeway, and so I was like, oh, I can get bubbly, because like, I've had bubbly before, and I've only had lime bubbly. But they have all these weird flavors, and I was just like, oh, they don't have lime, so let's try peach, because, you know, I do like peach flavor, and I'm just like, this literally tastes like nothing. So that's what I'm sipping on as we get into The Invisible Man. So let's get into The Invisible Man. Pull out my notes, which are mostly about numbers and not much else, but Invisible Man, is it Invisible Man or The Invisible Man? Because you guys know I like to add extra things. It's The Invisible Man. Okay. So, The Invisible Man, this movie stars Elizabeth Moss, Oliver Jackson Cohen, Aldis Hodge, Storm Reid, and a few other people. It's directed, and the screenplay is by Leigh. It's L-E-I-G-H. So that can go either way. Wanell, W-H-A-N-N-E-L-L. You guys know I suck at saying names, so I apologize. But she directed and wrote the screenplay. So this movie, So we're just going to jump right into this, because I was super surprised when I started looking at these numbers. The numbers, more so the ratings. Looking at this movie, because I was expecting it to be something completely different than what I saw. So let's talk about what it made. So it's opening weekend. This movie came out on February 28th. I didn't see this until, I saw this a week ago. So I was like super late. Not really. Yeah, it's kind of late to the game, because this was not really on my list of, like, this is not something I would go to the theater to watch. This is more so something I'd be like, oh, it's on demand. It's, there's nothing else to watch. I would probably watch this just based off the trailers. That's kind of my thought process. So I was like, oh, whatever. But a group of friends wanted to go, so we went and we saw this. And I like Elizabeth Moss. You guys know I watched The Handmaid's Tale, and I've seen her in some other things. So I was like, okay, whatever, let's go. Of course, this comes through Blumhouse, who's like, this is kind of their genre. So for them, like, I also like Happy Death Day. I've talked about both Happy Death Day and Happy Death Day to You. Go back and listen to those if you have not. But that's also like the same place where this came from. So it's kind of like that, where it's not really like horror, where it's like, it's scary, the stuff that I don't like. This was more like thriller, psychological, which is something I can watch. Because if you're new, then you do not know that I do not do horror. I do not do the genre of horror or like scary or like anything where you're trying to make me scream. I just cannot watch anything in that genre. So this one is not necessarily in that genre. So that is why we went and we saw this. So on opening weekend domestically, it did 28.2 million to date, including international. It has grossed 64.7 million or no. Yeah, domestically. And then total, so scratch that. Domestically, it has grossed to date 64.7 million. And then total, including international, to date, it has grossed 122.7 million. And then when you compare that to the budget, you guys know the budget that I usually give is like a general amount, because I feel like I find different numbers depending on what I'm looking at. But for the most part, the budget's around like 7 to 9 million. So I mean, it's made its money back. If you like look at it, like the costs to make the movie versus what it's grossed so far. But because of everything that's going on in the world today, with everything shuttering down, like all the, like literally restaurants, movie theaters, gym, like anything that where you would congregate with people or be around a bunch of people, all that is shut down. And so Universal has made the decision to release some of their movies that are currently in theater. Like they pushed, some movies got pushed out, like Fast 9. Are we on 9 right now? Fast 9, Mulan, something else got pushed out. But then there are some movies that are in theater where it's like, okay, so what happens with that? Because like the movie theaters are shut. So Universal made the decision for their group of movies that are currently in theater, and one that is coming out soon, which is Trolls, to just release it on demand. Get this, it will be available for 48-hour rentals for the suggested price of $19.99, which is like, when you think about it, it's like, oh my gosh, that is a lot. Like, I could just, like, if you compare that to the movie theater price, and I guess it depends on what time you go. I usually, you guys know, I'm a matinee girl, or I'm going on $5 Tuesday or Sunday. And so therefore, like, I'm not paying $20 for a movie unless like we're going to see it in like IMAX or something like that. So, I mean, we think about it, it's like, oh, that's a steep price. But I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. But for me personally, I wouldn't pay that much to do a 48-hour rental. I just, for me, this would not be something that I would be like, oh, I want to see this like today. It would have to be like a very, like if it was something Marvel, I would be like, okay, we can't go see this in theater. I'm dropping $19.99 to watch this for a 48-hour rental. Like, but that's just me. But anyway, so let's get into these scores, because that's really what I want to talk about. So going into this, I was like, before I saw this movie, like my father saw the movie and he was like, oh, and I mean, I don't know how much weight I can give on, because he didn't even really know what the movie was about before going to see it. But he was like, oh, that movie was weird. Like, it was weird. It was just weird. That's all he kept saying. So I was going into this like, oh, this might not be like, or coming out of this after seeing it, like, I don't think these scores are going to be that great for this movie. But surprisingly, so let's talk Rotten Tomatoes. So our critic score was 91%, which I am still like, what? I'm so confused that this is at 91%. That shocked me when I saw that. And I had to like do a double take. So I was like, what? 91%? I was expecting this to be like, I think the highest I thought that this could possibly be was like the low 70s, but like 91% critic score, oh, what? And then audience score was 88%, which even that a little bit shocked me. I thought, again, it might be somewhere in like maybe like the high 70s, but 88% audience score, I was a little shocked by that. And then cinema score was a B+, which is like pretty solid. I mean, it's getting like good word of mouth, but I was just like, oh my gosh, did we all watch the same movie? Granted. So I was like, okay, because I don't understand. So I went through like some of the critic comments on Rotten Tomatoes just to see, like get a high level view of what it was that they loved about this movie. And for the most part, there were two things that it seemed that most of them were commenting on. They were either commenting on Elizabeth Moss and her like acting ability in relation to the character that she played, or they were saying that this, they felt like even though it seemed like an older story or like something that was very predictable, it seems like it was done in a fresh way, which granted, I mean, when you think about it, like the tech aspect that they added into this for it to be like a psychological thriller and to be like a domestic or domestic abuse psychological thriller, then yeah, granted, I would give you that. But those seem to be the two, like, top things that people were saying. And I was like, okay, but, like, 91%? Seriously? Now, let's talk about this, because we're going to get into what I thought. So, going into this, even, I told you guys, I had no plans to go see this movie from the trailer. I was just like, I mean, there was some of it from the trailer. I was like, okay, I mean, it does kind of seem interesting, but I don't know if I want to go and sit in the theater to watch this. That was kind of like my point of view on this. And then Also, it's like, oh, Elizabeth Moss. I like Elizabeth Moss, and I think she is a great actress. She is one of those actresses who can perform very, very well just using like their eyes or their facial expressions. Like we see it all the time in Handmaid's Tale. She can just like pull you in with just like little to nothing. And every character that she gets that I've like seen her portray, it literally just seems like she just throws herself into that character, and it's just like that's who she is. But then also I do kind of see some similarities in all of the people that she plays, where it's just like it also kind of a little bit blends in a little bit. So it's just kind of like, yeah, it's good, but then it kind of is like seems a little bit one note. Granted, the things that I seem to have watched with her are kind of always like abused, like woman type of roles. And then she becomes like stronger and tries to like take it back or whatever. So I don't know. That's just my perspective. Granted, I have not seen every single thing that Elizabeth Moss has acted in. So I'm sure she has some like other variety. So that's my thought on like Elizabeth Moss and her portrayal of this character. Like, I believed her. Like, I believed her and was like, oh my gosh, like clearly she's being abused. Clearly there's something wrong. But then also was just like, okay, granted, I'll give you that. But I don't think it's 91% that. And so then let's talk about the story. I thought the story was very predictable. There was a slight twist when we talk about like the brother actually being involved a little bit in some of it. I mean, I guess you could have like got that from like earlier conversations where he was like, oh, he gets what he talking about her husband who was supposedly dead at this point. But talking about Adrian gets what he wants and like he won't let it go and all this other stuff. So, I mean, I guess if you really paid attention, then it would not have been that much of a surprise. But that was like a little bit of a twist to see that he was like that deeply involved. And they never really, like, they try to leave it as, mind you, there are going to be spoilers, which I didn't say, but you guys know we always spoil anything that we talk about here. So they try to make it like leave it as like Adrian's like, oh, I didn't have anything to do with it. This was all Tom, his brother, and he like pretty much trapped me behind this door, but like it was Adrian's tech, so how would his brother even know to like use that that like invisible suit? But then also if you think about it, because Cecilia, she found another suit. So technically he had two suits. So it could have been like both of them at the same time. So like they just kind of try to leave it blurry. But like we know at the end of the day that Adrian isn't fooling anybody. Like he had a hand in this. So to me, that was kind of like, they try to kind of leave it like, cause he dies in the end, but they kind of try to leave it like this thing where it's like, oh, she knows he did it, but no one else really believes he did. And he just kind of, and he essentially actually committed suicide this real time, even though she's the one who like put on that invisible suit that she hid earlier on and slit his throat. So let's get into some of the other reasons why I was like, I'm surprised this is 91%. Let's talk the other characters. So let's talk about Cecilia's sister, who was, what was her sister's name? Emily? Yeah, Emily was her sister's name. And we open up with Cecilia trying to escape. And you guys know, I tell everybody that I am with, if y'all see me running, run. If y'all see me moving fast, move fast, because I'm not waiting for nobody. If I'm moving or running fast, that means something's going on. And you better move fast and run fast with me, or you're gonna get left behind. So immediately when her sister shows up at the pickup point to like get her as she's trying to get out of the house after the dog done woke up Adrian, and she's like, what's going on? Why am I here? Girl, if you don't shut up and drive the car, like that, those are the type of things I'm just like, oh my gosh, I just don't understand. I don't understand. Shut up, drive the car. If someone calls me and is like, meet me in the middle of the street, like a couple miles from my house to pick me up in the middle of the night, and don't ask no questions. Clearly something is wrong. Therefore, when you get there, shut up, let them get in the car and drive off. And then you can ask your questions as long as we're driving off. But don't sit there while they're trying to get in the car, talk about what's going on? Why am I here? Why'd you call me? Like, girl. So there's that. Then we had a part like closer to the end when her friend, what was his name? James and his daughter Sydney were being attacked by who we find out is Tom. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, when he was attacking Sydney, and then her father came out of nowhere and like started attacking him. And then she's just sitting there screaming. And I'm like, call the police, do something, get into action. Like, I don't understand why you're just sitting there and screaming. Like, I mean, yes, they're shocked, but girl, like, jump into action. I just don't understand the hesitancy to like be like, okay, we're in danger. Where's my phone? Where's help? Like, I just don't get that. And then we had the other scene where we had Cecilia and her sister, Emily. They're at the restaurant and they're talking. And then we don't really know who it was. I'm assuming it was Adrian. But he slits her sister's throat while they're sitting there at the table. And then, first of all, he slits her throat and then all of a sudden throws the knife into her hand. I'm like, first of all, if I'm sitting across from my sister and something slices her throat, I'm not going to be sitting there with my hands like open. And then I see a knife get thrown to my hand and then I'm just going to sit there and hold it. Yeah, I might be in shock, but if I'm in shock, I'm like also in like flight mode. So then therefore, like, that didn't make sense to me. And then the whole thing where they like try to put her in, well, they don't try. They actually put her into the insane asylum. You guys know I always am like, I don't know if that's the right term, but they put her there and she's like, I'm just like in my head, she's freaking out. She's like, it was him. First of all, if you tell someone that some invisible person murdered your sister that no one can see, no one's going to believe you. Stay calm. I kept being like, girl, if you don't calm down, calm down, calm down, calm down. One, you need to calm down. Two, think clearly here. You're in a restaurant. There has to be cameras somewhere. They should be able to watch the camera back and see. Because if you guys were talking and your hands weren't anywhere near the knife or near her throat, then that should be evidence that something clearly isn't right here. So I don't know. I just had like little issues with those types of things. So I was just like, and even still, even if she was freaking out, was there no one who was just like, I mean, I would think if someone was murdered in the middle of a restaurant, they would go back and watch the footage just to like see what the heck happened. But I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm asking for too much. But those are just some of the things that like jumped out to me. We were like, I have questions here. I don't understand. But I was like, whatever. But all in all, I mean, it was an enjoyable movie. For me personally, this would be something more so that I would watch at home. I wouldn't necessarily go and watch this in the theater. So overall, that's kind of how I'm basing my ratings for this. And so for me, this is going to be like a C+. And that's just what it's going to be. So you guys can either like it or not like it and come tell me all the reasons why you don't like it, but like for me personally, this is like a C+. Like, honestly, this reminds me of something that could have been on like Lifetime or something like that, if I'm being 100% honest, or even like a Netflix movie. I'm just saying Hulu, even, because you know Hulu has like their whole like horror thing going on, which I can't remember like what the whole series is called, but like this could have been like something on Hulu as well. But I guess that's what it is. It is what it is. But that's just kind of how I'm going to leave it. Like I said, this is going to be a movie quickie, which thanks to my Corona apocalypse combo at the beginning of this, this actually ended up being like 30 minutes. So I'm going to leave it at that. I want to know what you guys thought about The Invisible Man. Was this your judge? Were you like, I just can't. If you came from watching this on demand, first of all, tell me why you dropped $19.99 to watch this. And then if you dropped that $19.99, tell me if you actually liked it, because I really want to know. But yeah, I'm going to leave it there and I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Stay up to date on new episodes by subscribing and following. You can find Currently Binging on multiple listening platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Play. Take the discussion beyond the episode by following on Instagram @currentbinging and on Twitter @currentbinging.